happened with Flaherty in the second, or Gibson the second quarter.
You know, I just thought they had a nice approach off him. You know, he's throwing a lot of sinkers early. They weren't trying to pull it. They were using the big part of the field. Drove a couple balls out to center on him. I thought he was better in the fourth and the fifth, using the slider more, keeping him a little bit more off balance. But yeah, just had a rough time there. Those two innings.
His past couple months, he's had a lot of quality starts. But he's also like this. What do you just kind of make of that?
That's what I make of it. Had a bunch of quality starts, pitched really well for us, had a few, which that didn't really go his way early.
You know, guys, that's a really good August, 18-9, good homestand, 6-3. But does closing out homestand on a sour note like this sort of take away from anything, or do you look at the brighter picture?
No, I think you look at 6-3 homestand. We won all three series, so you're never going to complain about that, and you feel good about that. Having a 4-0 lead in the first inning against Dylan Cease, that's a good feeling also. And we just didn't get it done after that. Had a tough time scoring off him after that first inning, and then you know, they swung the bat well against Gibson and both there. But yeah, I mean, it's a little disappointing. But you look at it as the total picture. You take a 6-3 homestand and. We're going to enjoy an off day tomorrow and go play the Diamondbacks.
It's not only going to matter with another West Coast road trip again if you just haven't had one so recently. Is that hard?
It's not easy, yeah. Yeah, it's not easy. Tough schedule makers really didn't do us a ton of favors here. That's what it is. And we're looking forward to going to play a couple teams we don't see very often. And, yeah, I mean, it's a good Arizona team, too. We got to play well to win.